Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
Summer, the season synonymous with the American road trip, is also known for gridlock. And when you're stuck in traffic, maybe you are right now, you might wish for wider roads. But a new paper in the American Economic Review warns, careful what you wish for. Here to explain is University of Toronto professor Matthew Turner, a true roads scholar, who studied what's known as the fundamental law of road congestion. Professor Turner, what happens when we build more highways? We all drive free and happy as the automotive gods intended, right?
Oh, well, that's actually not quite what happens. What we find is that traffic or driving increases almost one for one with the amount of roads. So if you build it, they will come. If you add 1% more roads to a city, you'll see almost exactly 1% more driving.
So we can't pave our way out of traffic.
You can't pave your way out of traffic.
Why is that? What happens when we build those extra roads?
Well, there seem to be three main contributors. As you build more roads in the city, people change their behavior. So they'll drive more. They'll take another trip to the store. They'll commute a little bit further. That seems to be the biggest reason for this. There's also a big response in trucking. So as you build more roads, you see a big increase in the amount of trucking in the city. And finally, people migrate to cities with more roads. So if you add 10% to the city's road network, then you'll see about 1.5% increase in population over 20 years.
You've got some very interesting data in the study here. You compared the amount of time that we Americans were spending in cars in 2001 to data from 1995. And just in that short time period, you found what?
We found that people were driving about 20% more, spending about 20% more time in their cars to accomplish the same amount of driving. When I started doing this, I had no idea how important driving was to the American economy. If you look at the numbers for on the order of $1.06 that an average U.S. household spends is spent on cars or driving, they spend 3 hours per day in the car.
Well, what about public transit? What if instead of building the new lanes on new highways, we built more bus routes, more rails, things like that?
Well, what we found is that if you add capacity to the road network, then people use it. What public transit does is it adds transportation capacities. What we find is that if you take someone off of a road and put them on a bus or on a light rail system, then someone takes their place. So adding transit is just like adding capacity. It doesn't affect the level of travel on the existing roads. So the short story is that as you build transit, it doesn't reduce the amount of driving.
So if pavement's not the answer, public transit's not the answer, where should we be looking for answers? Because we've got this traffic problem. What should we be doing about it?
Well, that's exactly the right question to be asking. So the set of responses that we have to congestion is really quite small. It's capacity increases, public transit increases, and congestion pricing.
What is congestion pricing?
Congestion pricing is when you charge people for the right to use the road at particular times and in particular places where the roads are crowded. And this is something which has been tried in a number of cities around the world. Singapore, London, and Stockholm are the big examples. So the tolls to get into Stockholm are on the order of 50 cents or $2 a day. And they're seeing 100% increases in speed on congested arterial roads.
Another thing I like about your study is, you know, we read a lot of studies that are worded in very wishy-washy ways. You cut right to the chase. You propose a law of road congestion that says adding road capacity will not alleviate congestion on any sort of major urban road or rural highway within metropolitan boundaries. It's just like that. You're pretty sure of this.
Well, we think it's pretty ambitious. I've been in this business for a long time now, and I have never seen empirical results which were as unequivocal as the ones that we find. And I'm pretty excited about that. Facts are scarce in the social sciences, and I think we may have found one.
Professor Matthew Turner teaches economics at the University of Toronto. His paper is in the upcoming issue of American Economic Review. Thanks very much.
Thank you for having me on the show.